شكرا دكتور وليد المانع على.
Thank you for these clarifications. Mr. President, as concerns a number of other questions that have been raised, I would like to provide answers on the rights of journalists and human rights activists. We have prepared a new draft law for media and electronic media in order to organize these professions in line with international institutions and the ICCPR. Any calls for violence or hate or threatening public order or aggressing others and their reputation are governed by this draft law. This draft law also safeguards the right of journalists and media workers to freedom of expression in line with the Constitution and national laws. Measures are taken against incitement to hatred or and particularly religious incitement. There is a decree that was taken in this regard already in 2002. The Kingdom of Bahrain supports the rights of journalists in performing their functions independently. Any attack against journalists is punishable by law. This is in line with Articles 29 to 34 of the current law on journalists issued in 2002. No journalist may be arrested or detained or intimidated or insulted for practicing their constitutional right to freedom of expression. And access to courts is ensured for journalists. Concerning questions regarding religious minorities and compensation for arbitrary detention, the government of the Kingdom of Bahrain adopted an initiative to provide compensation to victims from the events of 2011 based on the proposal of a national commission that was set up to follow up the recommendations of the Independent Commission of Inquiry. Where this is not accepted by victims, they still have the right to go to court. The Civil Settlement Commission was able to settle 35 cases mentioned in the report of the Commission of Inquiry, in addition to 15 other cases that the office decided to settle. The budget for compensation included 3 million dinars, which is about $8 million for all cases that the Commission decided to provide compensation for. Those who accepted this civil settlement agreement were paid fully their compensation. The Compensation Commission looked into all these cases, and the compensation was paid to the value of several million dinars in 47 cases, and that is for the amount of $68 million. On freedom of expression, this is guaranteed in Bahraini law. Decree 47 of 2002 on the press is the legislative framework for journalists that work without prior censorship. This also guarantees equal opportunity for all newspapers and their freedom to access to information while avoiding rumors. There is no restriction on the right to information, and journalists do not have to give the name of their sources. However, they must refrain from slander. No journalist has been held in detention in the Kingdom of Bahrain. There are many replies to the numerous questions submitted to us and that were submitted beforehand to the delegation of Bahrain. However, time is very short, so I will briefly respond to some of them. There was a question on the nationality the children of Bahraini women married to non-Bahrainis. We are giving special attention to this question and taking measures to make sure that these children children receive basic service on a par with nationals. The Council of Ministers approved a draft law to amend the law on nationality of 1963 in order to allow children of Bahraini women married to non-Bahrainis to obtain Bahraini nationality according to certain standards. This bill has been referred to Parliament to complete the legislative procedure. Mr. President, I would like to express my sincere thanks to all states and most notably you, Mr. President, and the Troika. I would also like to thank all the organizations and associations that helped us prepare our third national report and prepare our responses and that have offered us advice and the information that was included in this report. That is why the report is at the level that it is. It has reached today. We pledge to continue to cooperate fully with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights and the Human Rights Council, as well as its president, and all treaty bodies, so as to be able to achieve our common objectives, which is to promote and protect human rights at all levels. And with that, I would like to conclude the presentation of the report of the Kingdom of Bahrain to the UPR, and I wish the Council every success in the UPR of other countries. Thank you for your kind attention.